Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to bring up anything you'd like. 855-453. That is the toll-free number. We've got Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Cameras. Cop cameras. A proposal to have cameras on police officers. Johnny Ray says he is opposing that proposal, as I understand it, and I'm a bit of a supporter, so we'll get into that here in a moment. But first, your calls and thoughts. Ryan, listening in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
I got to go with Johnny on this as being opposed to the cop body cameras, and here is why. First, I'll say that I think that it's great that you have opposition on the show so that it's not just a direct one side of the coin type of point of view. That's a positive thing.
Yeah, usually I'm a bootlicker for Ian and Mark, but today, not tonight. This
not
stops
today,
now.
That's right. But as far as the why I'm in opposition of it is, if you look at it, one of the many cases in police brutality, specifically to single out Eric Garner's case, you see a cut and dry kind of slam dunk case if this isn't pertaining to the state where the NYPD, he was choked out. It cost him his life. That wasn't a legal chokehold that was banned by the New York Police Department in 1993. This was on plain as day, broad daylight video from a kid that was filming it from about 12 feet away. The coroner for NY rules it a homicide, and there's still no grand jury indictment. But isn't it funny that the grand jury did indict the kid that filmed it?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
see how a body camera on a cop, when you're looking at murder in broad daylight on a busy New York street, how a body camera is going to do anything about that. It's still going to be owned and operated by the state. They still have the ability to turn them off and on whenever they want. And
that much is true.
They will manipulate any video or audio footage as they see fit. They benefit only themselves.
They do that with their dash cams. They absolutely do. But to some extent, those dash cams have gotten us video in the past of, police officers kicking people in the head and doing all kinds of stuff.
And violating anally and vaginally people, that's been shown on dash cams.
Right, and it's not every piece of video doesn't get out. There's no doubt about it. I wouldn't even venture to say that half of them get out. But a lot gets out, and that is brought us to the point where we are here today in 2014. If you'll recall, we've been doing this show for 12 years now. If you'll recall 10 years ago, this conversation wasn't going on. I don't think it was really going on 2 years ago. You know, that police officers may be overstepping their bounds, there needs to be some level of accountability, that police aren't policing their own. That conversation, it wasn't going on, and it's going on for a reason. And I would suggest the reason is because of the video, both done by activists and being done by the police officers themselves.
I mean, I tend to agree with Ryan where he's coming from in that I don't think having a camera on the cop who was choking out Eric Garner was going to change one way or the other how things played out as far as the lack of an indictment by the grand jury.
But 10 Eric Garners later, it may.
Well, but also there are examples, as we pointed out, where dash cams have resulted in officers being, you know, getting in trouble for misbehavior. Sure, there are instances where the camera footage disappears, but there are instances where the police's own footage does allow them to be held accountable. So that's undeniable. And, in addition to that, you do have the statistics, the very early statistics. Mark, you cite them all the time from Rialto, California, where use of force reports against the police went down dramatically, and reports by the police themselves
I've got some good reasons why I'm very, very highly skeptical of that study.
Of those reports? All right, well, hold on.
Relate later.
I want to get Ryan's opinion on some of that stuff.
Well, I wanted to...
Well, specifically the examples that the police having cameras already has resulted in police being held accountable in some instances, not all of them, but, you know, in some instances, and that also, you know, that it has allegedly reduced the instances of use of force by police.
I think that there might be a clear purpose for them as far as shedding light into certain details of a case that may be made. But the point that I have is that if the state is for the state, I don't see how camera or video evidence in a court case is going to do anything to hold any accountability.
It's more than about court. It's about the public, a court of public opinion as well. And in an instance where if you have somebody on the streets who's being molested, attacked, harassed by a police officer, and that officer gets video and that video comes out of that happening, if the person who was the victim did not have their own camera, then that gives us some level of an objective reality of what actually happened in that instance rather than just having to believe the cop's word or the victim's word. So having something there is better than nothing. And in the instance where you're dealing with a cop harassing somebody who knows better than to not have a camera, like an activist who actually does have a camera or two cameras, then that's it's a different angle on the interaction that could shed extra light. You already admitted that this could shed some light. And to me, that's what's important, is shedding light on these officers' actions. It's not perfect, but it's more light than...
Perfect isn't an option.
It's more light than was there previously, so why oppose it?
Again, like, I know that I'm singling out the Eric Garner case, but that's really one of the most bold-faced things that we're seeing.
It's disappointing.
That's not a reason to oppose an extra camera angle. Just because the grand jury is a disappointment to you doesn't mean that you shouldn't have more evidence of what actually happened so people can make their own minds up. Because people are making their minds up about the Eric Garner case regardless of what the grand jury decides to do. That's why there are people out in the streets in New York City and Berkeley and all over the
place.
Grand
juries weren't going to change anything anyway. Grand juries are designed not to change the state. But what changes the state over time is people being so activated that they're, you know, getting up out of their chairs and doing something. So anything that's causing that, I mean, people are shocked at this Eric Garner thing like you and I are. They're flabbergasted. And flabbergasted people, you know, they're never going to have the same faith in the government that they had before.
Ryan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We'll get into more Johnny Ray's reasoning here in a moment, but I want to bring Jeff on the line. You can bring up anything. And, Jeff, you're in Philadelphia. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey there.
You know, in light of what's coming out with the CIA and this, you know, information on the torture stuff, you know, I just thought I'd bring up an interesting point that I've kind of had to grapple with as a, you know, an anarcho-libertarian, you know, dealing with torture in a stateless society. And I think we tend to kind of like avoid, you know, the slippery slopes or the logical extremes of our ideologies. But, you know, I, you know, have to defend that torture might be a possibility in anarchy.
Well, how would it look? First off, I think that calling a free society anarchic really does a disservice to the ideas of freedom because most people don't understand those terms. But how does this torture look?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're developing this free society on the basis of property rights, you know, if I commit a tort or I commit a crime against you and, you know, you need rectification, like let's say I murder somebody in your family, you know, you could be justified in taking control over my property being my body if I've committed that type of crime. So, I mean, you could have situations where you have people, you know, killing other people for rectification or even in certain cases torturing them. And we'd have to
kind of defend that. The death penalty? Oh, I see. Okay, so let me give you an example. Out of Iran, which has Sharia law, which allows for eye for an eye situation, a woman, some dude liked this girl, and she didn't like him back, so he decided the best course of action he could possibly come up with is to throw acid in her face, resulting in her blindness. She had the option of either getting some kind of recompense or him going to jail or whatever. She forswore all those things and said she wanted him to be blinded with acid. And as I understand it, she got it. I don't know, but the case was going up to like their Supreme Court or whatever, and you know, the guy was going to get acid in his eyes. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, and I don't think it's. I'm not like having trouble like coming to terms with it. I think I'm pretty solid, and I think, I mean, I understand it. It's just as far as telling other people from the lens of property rights, being able to have this conversation, they're like, look, you know, in a society where we don't have a state, I mean, obviously people are going to be hopefully less evil and more understanding of property rights, so people won't be willing to do these kind of things, but is there justification in doing said things when crimes have been committed against them? And I think the answer
Hang on, Jeff. We'll bring you back here in a moment to continue this discussion. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meat, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. Police cams are turning out to be controversial, even within the Liberty Movement, even within the studio. Johnny Ray says they are not such a great idea. And I'm thinking, Well, you know, why not?
What does he know? He's the janitor.
Johnny Ray is a very wise janitor.
The wise janitor.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And Mark Silver, it's cheap.
Well, it's...
Toll-free is even cheap, it seems like, compared to where it's been.
Indeed. It's a good time, I think, to get metals. I believe they're poised to go upward. As a matter of fact, silver's gone up a bit since I advised this the first time. So might be time to get on that train. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and get some great rates on gold and silver. I think the most important part in getting... You know, going on the internet and getting good rates is making sure you're going to get your metal in hand.
Yeah, not like a piece of paper claiming it's sitting in a vault.
Not a piece of paper, and sometimes you just don't get it. If you keep on looking and looking for that low rate, sooner or later you'll find somebody who's willing to promise you a low rate and not deliver.
Mm.
So, gold.freetalklive.com, we deal with Midas Resources, who is our syndicate. We've been doing business with them for years, many years, decade now. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to Jeff in Philadelphia. You're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about torture and suggesting that it might exist in a world without the state. You described that as anarchy. Personally, I'm not a big fan of the idea of anarchy. I like the idea of self-rule as opposed to no ruler. I like ruling myself. And
I like the word anarchy because it's exciting.
Yeah, I think
let's just get caught up in this word, shall we?
It has some bad connotations, like, you know, bomb throwing and storefront window smashing, and I certainly don't want to be associated with that. But I think the point you make, and then let me see if I can recap it, and if I get it wrong, Jeff, please correct me if I'm wrong here. But your point would be that in the absence of this monopoly on violence that we know of as the state, that there could, in theory, be some sort of protection agency, for instance, who does engage in torturing suspects. And if all of these protection agencies were being funded on a consensual basis, meaning through customers who voluntarily agree to do business with these companies for protection's sake, then in theory they could be even more of a rights-violating group than, you know, than perhaps than the government is today. Is that what you're saying?
Actually, you got the first part right, like 98% of it right. The part where you say that they'd be more of a rights violating, I'm actually not agreeing with that. I think that what I'm saying is that from the perspective of, you know, as if you want to live in a stateless society, basically we're relying on this idea that we're protecting private property rights or property rights. And I would argue, and I think to be logically sound and logically consistent, you'd have to argue that if somebody commits a crime against you that, you know, hinders your body in a certain way, you're able to get rectification or restitution, you know, upwards and even more than the crime that's been committed against you. So if somebody in you're murdered or somebody in your family's murdered, then you could be justified in actually murdering that person back.
So you're not talking about torture as much as you are talking about eye for an eye punishment, as Mark was suggesting earlier.
Well, I just think that torture in general, you know, if you're a tortured person, I'm just using torture as a way to talk about how, you know, this idea of rectification in a stateless society is a conversation that a lot of libertarians and people who advocate it for.
You're talking about torture for the purpose of punishment as opposed to torture for the purpose of gleaning information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, obviously, the context in which the CIA uses it is much different than that. It's similar to capital punishment, I don't agree with, because the state's enacting it. But if you do it in the form of, you know, restitution or rectification, I think that's a conversation that's worth having.
Well, right, and that is a conversation about the question of what's an appropriate punishment. What's a good way to make people whole? Is torturing the person who hurt your friend or your family member a good way to fill the hole that's inside of you as a result of that? I say no, but I think that you're correct in that if we don't have the state around and let's say there's an area of the country, Alabama secedes and the folks in Alabama tend to agree that you should do eye for an eye down there.
I don't know why you're picking Alabama.
There's
but go
no
ahead.
Reason why that they couldn't. I don't know. Maybe it's a Jesus thing. But there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to implement something like that under a completely different system or under no system whatsoever. I mean, yeah, there's a possibility that could happen, I think. What do you guys think?
I don't think it's a terrible idea to give victims different choices. I think that you as a victim would be better off with some kind of monetary payment going forward.
I agree.
You know, and that there's some kind of money that will make you whole, but I think that a percentage of people that choose the mutilation option might just add an extra little level of deterrence. Maybe I'm wrong on that, because the death penalty has been, I guess the death penalty has been shown to be a small deterrent, but not an effective deterrent. So maybe, you know, maybe it's worth worth that. I don't know the answer to that, but...
But would that be possible under the absence of the state as we know it today?
Anything's possible. I mean, the only thing, basically, the death penalty situation has been prohibited by the states in which it has been, you know, the governments in which it's been prohibited.
I mean, I'm personally not for it, but I think it would be possible.
I would go back to my, from a few weeks ago, I think, my theorizing of a system where we took a fraction of the resources that we currently spend on criminal justice and catching criminals for the broad variety of crimes that they can commit. Taking a fraction of that, we could hire a team of people to keep track of honest-to-goodness criminals, violent people, thieves, people who have really committed crimes, who represent a tiny fraction of our prison population. And we don't ever need to kill somebody or beat somebody about the head with a baton, because we can stop most of the crime from happening, and that's what we
just
really
like keeping
need.
An eye on them is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I support solutions like what Johnny Ray is saying, I think if you live in an area where most people are bloodthirsty, then you're going to see a different, more violent system. I think that's true.
Yeah, I think
that's why we need to get people of a like mindset together. That's I think intentional communities like that, like the Free State Project, are a good solution towards having a more peaceful society in the future, because I think
a few people shot
something
during burglaries might run down burglaries in a neighborhood.
Jeff, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Steve is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Steve.
Hey. Hey, Steve. You guys were talking to the caller before this last one. You were talking about the cops wearing cams, and he just glossed over a concept that it just came to me because I was listening, not talking, I think. But, you know, they were talking that the fact that the cop there with the...
the Eric Garner situation?
Yeah, with Garner situation, that video yielded nothing. That's not true at all. The only reason we know that he was strangled was because of that video.
I think the allegation was that the video did not lead to legal consequences, but as I pointed out, the video has definitely led to people changing their mind about the police and being shocked into taking action, I think it was important.
And it was a video made by a non-cop. That video wasn't made by a camera mounted on a police officer.
But it wouldn't have been. Right. It wouldn't have made the situation worse had we did have the second video. Had we, you know, if we did have,
it could have a chilling effect on the citizen.
Steve, if you want to hang on, we'll bring it back here in a moment. We'll bring it back for further comments. 855-450-FREE. I don't see how that would be a chilling effect on people carrying video cameras either, unless they get complacent.
Put your camera away. I got the camera.
Well, come up.
Put your camera away.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
You only once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Police cameras, subject of controversy even here within the studio. Johnny Ray has some bullet points that he wants to go over here that he has been jotting
down. I wrote them all by myself.
About why he thinks that the police cameras are not such a great idea. And I say, you know what? What's wrong with having another angle on things? And you're welcome to give your thoughts. Mark has yet to really chime in on this.
I've been a huge supporter of police cameras, but I would like to hear what Johnny Ray has to say.
The toll-free number tonight
if only
is
to jeer at him.
855-450-FREE. Also, you can go to LegalZoom.com to help you incorporate your business, among other things like patents, wills, trademarks, etc. You can go there and save $10 off your order with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at LegalZoom.com. As we go back to Steve, he's listening in St. George to KZNU. Steve, wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out on the police body cams. Go ahead. Do we have Steve?
I agree. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. I agree with Johnny Ray. Just as we were going to the break, he was saying, well, the cops might just say, well, we've got our cameras, put yours away. And, you know, that's no different than them saying, no, you don't have a right to video us. You know, go put your camera away.
Right, which they do now.
In Illinois, they had made it was a felony to record police officers. Now the Illinois Senate is introducing a bill to make it even worse after it's been overturned by a court. So I think this is absolutely true. What you're pointing out is that the executive and the legislative branches really don't want to be held accountable. Judicial seems to have to support people using cameras. But, they're doing what you're suggesting today. The police are telling people to put their cameras away today.
Right.
They're saying ridiculous.
They will be able to, and if they have a camera on them, they will be able to say that more easily.
Well, they can say, right now, they can say, I thought it was a gun and shoot you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's bullet point number one.
All right, Steve, final thoughts. Go ahead.
My final point was that without that video camera there in New York City, then the cops could have said and most likely would have said anything, and we wouldn't have necessarily heard that was
right. So that's the reason to have at least one camera at every police interview, at every police stop. Thanks, Steve, for your call tonight, because the cops will say anything.
Can say anything and will be
and
believed.
And frequently do lie on the stand. That's not an uncommon thing to have happen. If you don't have any kind of independent verification of what happened, which is what video can provide, granted, one camera angle does not give you a true perspective on the situation. So, for instance, you know, if you're in front of my camera, when you're looking at the video, you can't always judge distance. You know, for instance, the camera might be zoomed in a little bit, but even if it's not zoomed in, just the way the lens works, collecting the photons that go in, it's hard to really tell sometimes.
That's why they have 3D.
How close people are. That's not what I'm referring to, Mark. But no, we're not talking about having the police having 3D cameras. That would be really expensive. But my point being that if you have a second angle of looking at the person who is looking directly into the camera, then you can see how close that person actually is. So the more angles we have, the better idea of that we can put together as far as what actually happened in that event. Johnny Ray, go ahead. Do your best to pitch me on this because, you know, I'm a critic of the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the police to be good guys. I mean, I want them to go after the real criminals. And I don't see how having cameras on the police is going to hurt people, except for the ones who might otherwise lie about what the police did. There are certain people who will tell lies just like the police will tell lies, and those people will not be as successful about lying about what the police did, but that's another issue. So go ahead.
All right. Well, my first point is what I brought up last week. Obama's plan, for example, is a $63 million plan, I think.
I thought it was $200 million, but okay.
By releasing nonviolent criminals from federal prisons, if that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Interesting. There's bullet point number one is police opacity. Ian, what is opacity?
You cannot see through it.
Right. Police opacity is really not the problem with the police. The problem with the police is they're unaccountable. The problem with the police is their authority rests on your fear. The problem with the police is that they pull you over and menace you with a gun and you pay them because you're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And police cameras address that at all.
But that's not a problem with a camera.
That aspect of the police is where all of the other problems come from.
Okay, that may be true, but that's not a problem with a camera. That's not a reason to not have the camera.
The problem with the camera is it has costs. You've been talking. If the camera was nothing but some good, if it was nothing but that, then I'd be for it. But there's
costs. You're talking about money.
That's an example.
Okay, so if it was sponsored,
Before you can put a camera on a cop, you got to rob somebody to pay for it.
The fact is, they're already going to rob people. They're going to have the money anyway. Would you rather them spend $1 million on a camera system or $1 million on another Bearcat and some machine gun?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to spend $1 million on a camera and $1 million on the Bearcat.
That's true. But I think that this is the libertarian tail chasing argument. Well, we can't support any incremental change that benefits.
We can't. You're making the police larger.
What if it were supported by voluntary contributions? What if some sponsor?
That would be much more edible for me. Yes, okay. That would be much more amenable to me.
I'm with you, Johnny Ray. I like the idea of, you know, people voluntarily funding the police department, but unfortunately at the time we don't have that.
And they wouldn't do it because it's enhancing the panopticon that we're living in. It's 1984 and you want it to be a little more like that.
Is this the third point? Because that's a good point.
Yeah, this is my next bullet point.
Right.
Is that you're putting cameras on police.
This increases the surveillance state.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they
That's an argument.
They can team this up with facial recognition software, and you know it's a field day for the feds.
Yeah, I see that, and it's one of these difficulties. Sadly, we live in a world where there are organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, and we have to figure out ways to try to control those organizations. I don't think that any of those ways is going to be perfect, but what we know what happens when we try your plan, which is to not have cameras, right? We know what the results are. The results are the crap we've got today, where cops operate like it's 1963 in 2014 when everybody's carrying around a camera on them, that I'm supposed to believe the word of some government bureaucrat, largely unaccountable government bureaucrat, just because they said they did something when they could have video evidence of it. I want to know when the crimes have been committed. I want to know when my government employees are doing a good and a bad job.
I think the situation will largely be the same because the problem stems not from inadequate technology. It stems from inappropriate psychology and ethics.
The Alto California shows that it will not be the same. That there's evidence that the...
Johnny Ray is going to deny those statistics.
The Rialto study was conducted by the chief of the Rialto Police Department, okay. who was working on a degree from Cambridge University. So I suspect that his officers they knew that they were being part of a study. It was not scientific at all. So their behavior was... Their situation was different from a normal guy who's... living a year after we've got nationwide police coverage.
Yeah.
This guy is wearing a camera, and probably nobody's going to watch the footage. The officers in Rialto knew that they were guinea pigs in their chief's college experiment.
Well, but how many times can you get a – this is what I want to know. Is how many times can you have a use of force complaint against a police officer and – we lost the footage? Because, I mean, that story just doesn't hold water. We get footage from dash cams. We don't get all the footage, but we get some of the footage. I'm not claiming that this is a panacea, and I'm not claiming it's going to fix everything. But if it fixes some things, if it changes people's attitudes on law enforcement the concept, to some extent, I think that's a net plus.
And I think what you're saying, Johnny Ray, in this case, is that the officers were behaving differently because they knew there was a study going on. This was a new thing.
Yeah.
Officers are behaving differently because they have cameras
on
them.
Not in Oakland, they're not.
I got video footage of an officer radically changing how he behaves before he turns his own camera on. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you get on the line now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then get your shopping done. Get your holiday shopping taken care of all at once by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon and some other places. You shop in through those Amazon links, and Free Talk Live will get you. We'll get a portion of the purchase price. We've got Amazons for the UK, for Canada, and for the United States. Just get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same great deals you're used to from Amazon, the same free Super Saver shipping, Amazon Prime, the huge selection, the reviews, everything that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Start your shopping, please, at shop.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about body cams. I'm going to get to your thoughts here, but I want to make sure Johnny Ray has a chance to get his full set of points out. We've hit up, what, about 3 out of your 5 points so far, Johnny Ray?
On we've hit two.
Why you think body cameras for police are not such a great idea.
Right. Number one, police opacity is not really the problem. Police accountability is. They are funded by your fear, and that's the root of the problem. Cameras don't address that. Number two, this just contributes to the to George Orwell's panopticon that we're all afraid of.
That's your most persuasive point so far, I think.
To me.
Yeah.
Number three is a question. Will police cams kill, quote, citizen cams? Ian, you and I have the same feelings about the word citizen, so I'll say non-cop. It's what I was saying before.
I hope not, but I suppose that it could be a chilling effect on, oh, well, I don't need to have a camera now because the cops have them.
I don't think people trust the police with the footage in many cases.
I hope not. I hope they don't.
And I think that the citizen cameras, photographyisnotacrime.com, and so forth, this trend is delightful, and it's growing, mm-hmm. And that's fine. We have that. We need it. We don't need the government to come in and arrogate that duty to themselves.
Well, there's an argument you're making there, but I'm going to take Mark's side on this one and say that the motivation for people to have their own cams will not be stopped by the police having their cams. But I suppose there's an argument that can be made that maybe it will stop some people.
Okay. Number four, pretty simple. Video is not reality.
It's true. It can be manipulated.
A lot of people may be under the impression that a cop camera is going to give them 100% of the story, and it's not. It's going to be subject to interpretation, etc.
Mm-hmm. And it'll only give you, you know, that perspective. It won't give you a more, it'll give you that front-on view of what's happening, but you won't necessarily see things from an alternative perspective.
Right, if a cop
an individual's camera could give you.
For example, if a cop is wearing a cop camera and he's right up on the suspect, he's beating somebody saying, stop resisting, right. Stop resisting.
You won't necessarily, see the blows connecting in that case.
Beforehand, you may know whether or not see how the suspect reacted.
True, you might see if the suspect pulled a gun or something like that.
Those things are... It's valuable.
It is additional information, and I think that's you guys' point.
Okay.
My final point is it creates at least a few hundred million dollars worth of inefficient market activity. If we want to put cameras on all the cops, we're going to have Taser International.
Mm-hmm.
According to Business Insider, their shares of Taser International spike after Ferguson unrest.
Mm.
There's going to be three or four companies who are not electronics companies, who are not camera makers, who are going to be given the plum job. They're going to be given all that money to make cameras for people. It's going to these programs are going to enrich
the politically connected corporations.
I don't disagree with that statement.
That's
I think true. You're probably right that it will be outfit them.
And Taser is already doing that.
When you say that this is inefficient market activity, I agree with you on that. We shouldn't need this. But there's with the police goes a great deal of inefficient market activity. You're not talking about a large percentage of police budgets here. I'm not. And this could be addressed by saying, hey, maybe we pare down, in some other place. So the fact that we know how this is going to go doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad idea. Just because the government will not release a bunch of nonviolent criminals in order to pay for the cameras that they're going to put on cops does not mean that. And that in and of itself is a reason not to do it.
There will be people who are convicted of crimes that they otherwise wouldn't have been convicted of because there is now evidence against them.
That's true, and that's not a problem. That's not a problem if it's a crime that involves a victim, but if it is indeed a crime that does not involve a victim, then I can see how that would be a concern. So it's not perfect. I'll agree with you there. And the idea that
I think both of you guys need to do some serious libertarian soul searching.
Oh God!
The idea that this will, increase the surveillance state is, I think, the most legitimate point of all of those. That's certainly true. Obviously, there's probably no plan right now to tie it into facial recognition. But 5 years down the road, maybe that won't be anything more than an upgrade to the Taser firmware on these devices that it could tie into some kind of database. And then as a cop's walking down the street, zooms in on your face and, this guy's
They're already doing it with license plates.
Tom is listening in Baltimore. He says he's a retired cop, has some thoughts on this. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
You've given me a perfect segue with the last remarks. The whole body cam issue, in my opinion, absolutely cuts both ways. There's a privacy issue. We're called to scenes that folks, all of us, would not necessarily at times want to have permanently recorded in the public record, even if that record was set to be sealed. There's also the whole legal jeopardy issue, like your guest just pointed out, relative to people being convicted of crimes, and that's where the sword really injures someone when it cuts in the opposite direction. You know, I know you guys have a dim view of police, not all the time, but probably I would venture to guess that you're more anti-police, or at least the way police are conducting themselves these days, than you are pro. And I have issues with how policing has come about and is being applied myself. I won't argue with you on that.
Okay.
I think we have different issues that we disagree on, but it definitely cuts both ways. You know, we do cut a lot of breaks to people, favorable breaks. We exercise a lot of discretion.
When you say we, you're talking about police?
Yes, sir. I don't have enough time to tell you how many times myself and my colleagues have cut tremendous breaks that really would get us in trouble if it were to come to light to people who we thought deserved it for various reasons. And so we're not always the bad guys.
So wait, are you suggesting there that, like, if you pull somebody over for something and you cut them a break, that might
get you in trouble?
Might get you as the officer in trouble if the video footage shows, well, this guy was definitely weaving in and out of traffic, and this guy, you know, the cop didn't give him the ticket for that or something. That would cause a problem?
Absolutely. For minor things like that, and even serious things, you know, I worked one area where we had a lot of college kids, and it wasn't a race thing at all, but we would catch kids with marijuana who were in college, even those who weren't in college, just there to have a great time, and we knew they weren't bad people, and we would, you know, ask them if they dropped it in the gutter and trounced on it with their boot, if they would have a problem with that. And of course they didn't have a problem with that, and that was the end of the ordeal. Instead of having the person marred with a criminal record for the rest,
I think
of
that's
their
great life. I mean, I have to say that, you know, when you're in a situation like that, using discretion in that way, I think that's a nice, you know, appreciate that the officers that do that kind of thing. But, you know, as an officer, you do have discretion and you can make decisions like that. Are you saying that if that were to come to light, that you would have faced some repercussions if, say, the police chief found out that you were doing that?
We could have been charged criminally, absolutely. So
why? What would the charge be?
The charge would have been destruction of CDS in that case that I just pointed out to you.
Destruction of what?
CDS.
What's that stand for?
Controlled dangerous substance, drugs, the marijuana.
So the destruction of it, having the
person, it's evidence
destroy. Yeah, but okay, but you use discretion. That's interesting, though. I mean, I'll take your word for it that
Ian has read the police operating manual here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it says that the officers...
I have not read the police operating manual here.
Something where
it's not uncommon to hear the police have discretion and can utilize that discretion.
Where it uses the particular term discretion, so he's now of the opinion that they have discretion in everything. Of course, there's a law in New Hampshire that says that if there's a felony, they must arrest.
Hey, Tom, I wish we had more time for you, but thank you for sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate the inside perspective, kind of backing you up in some ways there, Johnny Ray.
Yep.
All right, we're out of time for tonight. So there is some thinking that folks should do on this. I'm still leaning in the favor of it, but I have the concerns about the panopticon point that Johnny Ray brought up. So we'll come back with more tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.